Well, there is a place in Israel called Capernaum. You can go there today. It's a real place. There are palm trees growing there, and the ruins of an ancient synagogue where Jews once met and worshipped. Capernaum is situated on a beautiful blue sea, the Sea of Galilee. And if you go to Capernaum today, you can just take a few steps out and take a walk on the beach and wiggle your toes in the water. Once there was a man from Nazareth, another real place you can visit today, who went to Capernaum to live. And one day he was walking along the blue sea on the seashore, and he encountered two fishermen, two men, not shadowy anonymous figures in history, but real men with real names. They were brothers, Simon and Andrew. And he invited them to come after him. And a little further along the beach, he met two other brothers, James and John. They were in a boat, fishermen mending their nets. Real men, real men. Their father's name was Zebedee. And the man who called Simon and Andrew, that man's name was Jesus, called James and John also. Had they met Jesus before? I don't know. But when he called them, they went with him at once. Why did they do something like that? I don't know. Maybe there was something in his gaze or the timbre of his voice or other things that they had seen him say or do, but they followed him like a magnet pulls something. They were ineluctably drawn after him. And they then all became very close companions. Today we hear not only about them, but also many other people in Galilee, that northern region of Israel, who also encountered Jesus, and their diseases and illnesses were cured. In the 2,000 years since then, men and women have continued to encounter Jesus, and their lives were changed by him. Because the central figure in this narrative is Jesus. Because of who he was, people's lives were changed. And in the time since then, people have continued to meet him and have their lives changed and became his close companions. There's a host of these people whose names we know, like an Italian of the 13th century, Francis of Assisi, a Spaniard of the 16th century, John of the Cross, a French woman of the 19th century, Thérèse of Lisieux, an Albanian of the 20th century who lived in India, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, and an Argentine of this age, perhaps you've heard of him, Pope Francis. These men and women, along with a host of others, no less than those four Galilean fishermen, were captivated by a personal encounter with Jesus in such a way that their lives were forever changed. Why? Because this man lives. Once he died, but he rose from the dead. Death could not hold him because this man is the Word of God made flesh. He is one in being with God, consubstantial, the same substance as God. And over the past two centuries, countless men and women have met him. Because he promised, I am with you always until the end of the age. So have you met him? Has your life been changed by a personal encounter with Jesus? Have you come to love him as ardently as many others have? Do you know he continues to call men and women today? Caleb, come after me. Marguerite, come after me. Pete, come after me. Maria, come after me. Many of you have already encountered Jesus personally. But are you continuing to grow in your knowledge and love of him? Or have you become so busy with the work of the Lord that you've neglected the Lord of the work? And some of you here have not met Jesus yet. It doesn't matter how many years you've had the label Catholic. Maybe you haven't met him yet. But know that you are here today because he wants to invite you to be his close companion. So what are we going to do? There's nothing to do right now but to be still and respond to him in our hearts.